Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're thrilled to have you join us, and we pray the Lord will bless you during these next few moments together. This week, the last several days, I've been sharing a message entitled Holding On to His Unchanging Hand. And we looked at that beautiful passage found in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 41:13. This is the NIV translation. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. When we're in a state of distress, pain, consternation, perplexity, confusion, there is nothing more comforting than to have the presence of the Lord minister to you. And that's what the Lord is saying to us this week in that passage of Scripture. No matter what you're going through, and you may not be in the middle of a heated battle, but you know you need the Lord's strength, you need the Lord's wisdom to just pursue the things that He has given you to do. Well, the Lord is saying, don't be afraid. A lot of times, you know, stress is basically, I was ministering, I went into my insurance agent, I was paying the bill, and her daughter came in, and we were just talking. They're both Christians, and I just made the comment. I said, well, you know, stress is a form of fear. She was dealing with some physical issues, and they just never thought of that. It's, you know, it's a light form of fear. But it is. When we get stressed about something, why are we stressed? Because there's some situation that makes us tense, that makes us question whether or not we'll be able to handle it, whether or not we'll be able to deal with it, whether or not we'll be able to meet the expectations of the boss or of the particular job, whatever it might be. We sometimes feel that we're inadequate, and so we stress. But that is a form of fear. This is a beautiful scripture to stand on. The Lord says, fear not, I will take hold of your right hand. That right hand, generally, most people are right-handed. It's the sign of favor, of blessing, of strength. To sit, you know, at the very end of days, He's going to put the sheep at His right hand and the goats on the left. And so we can be comforted in the fact that God is going to be with us through all the trials that we face. And sometimes we are not doing anything wrong. We are really pressing into God. Look at the Apostle Paul, and I shared that at length, I believe, on yesterday's broadcast, all the battles he went through. He was certainly walking in the will of God, and the enemy hated him, but God not only gave him victory that he could write and speak from experience to pen those beautiful victorious verses that are all through his epistles, but also just to let us know that those are sure words of comfort that we can hang on to. He went through it. He experienced it. You know, Jesus said in John the 15th chapter, verses 18 and 19, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. That's the source of our persecution and trouble. And of course, we know since Satan is the god of this world, Jesus is, of course, speaking concerning Satan as well. Satan is not the God of the Christian. Satan is not the God of the universe. In a little while, he will be, He'll set up his Antichrist kingdom on this earth, but it's short-lived. He will be overthrown even in this earth. Jesus will come back with 10,000 of his saints, and you know, if we're alive and remain, we'll be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. What a glorious prospect. Amen. But if we go by death, we'll be with him to come back with Jesus, our victorious conqueror who has vanquished sin, death, hell, and the grave. Praise God. One of the major reasons people are not faithful to the Lord is, unfortunately, it's that old carnal nature arising. You know, I don't want to get involved. And you know what? They certainly don't have to get involved. They don't get involved. There are some that you just have to drag along to get them to do anything. Others simply won't follow through on anything. And this attitude is reflected in their whole lifestyle. Here are some things that people that don't want to get involved do, or perhaps don't do. That would be a better term. They don't pray. And I'm talking about getting someplace alone with God and talking to him. They don't walk in the Spirit. They're not interested in seeking the fullness of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or with the power that is received by the evidence of speaking in tongues. They're not faithful to their church. They won't make a commitment. They won't pay tithes. They won't support the fellowship they've made a commitment to. And I'm talking about more than money. Beloved, the attitude that we have programs our actions. Paul said in Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus." The NIV reads like this: "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus." What did Jesus do? He took on himself the very nature of a servant. He said, "I didn't come to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." And when we look at today's religious world of motivational thinking and self-assertion training, there's a spiritual narcissism being taught, if you will, and sometimes the very highest of places, biggest ministry. The thought of being a servant, a lowly servant, one who is lowly and meek, is repugnant to many Christians today. Oh, they might not just verbalize it that way, but they believe, you know, they're out to conquer the world. They're victorious in Jesus, and of course we are. But again, we need to take the whole counsel of God. Does God want you to prosper? Of course he does. Does he want you to walk in victory with a confidence that you're a child of God, that no weapon formed against you will prosper? Of course he does. But also, there are those who would walk in those truths, but also be arrogant. They would be self-asserting. They would not have the attitude of Christ to be meek and long-suffering and patient and lonely. 2 Timothy 4:18 reads, "And the Lord shall preserve me," this is Paul speaking, "from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Beloved, it's not wrong to feel your need. In fact, God can't really help you until you recognize that you need help and call out to him. Now, that's when the devil might step in and say, "Well, it's no use. You know, you've done all this and you've done that and you see what's happened and why don't you just give up?" But you know what? The Lord is speaking to you today. He's speaking to you today out of his word. "I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. I will help you." Now, man certainly doesn't get any glory out of this, but God certainly does. Don't be afraid. I will help you. That's what Jesus is saying. The Holy Spirit is within you. He's right by your side. He's your counselor, your comforter. He's there to help you. You will make it through whatever you're going. There's a sister listening to me right now, and she just, you feel at the end of yourself. You don't know if you can take another step. It's not only physical issues in your body. The mental, the spiritual strain you have been under has just about broken you. Father, right now, I lift this sister in Jesus' name. I take authority over these tremendous pressures, her response to them, Father, feeling like she cannot take another step. Father, I'm asking for your mercy. I rebuke every single work of the enemy. Satan, take your hands off of God's beloved. Take your hands off of God's anointed. It is written, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Father, I thank you right now for divine strength pouring into her. Regardless of your situation, just believe God. Receive from the Lord right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your precious anointing. You're going to make a way in seemingly impossible situations. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. You know, we're talking about reasons why some Christians are defeated. They don't cooperate with God. We need to rely on the Lord to help us overcome. Don't listen to the enemy when he whispers in your ear. You might as well give up. This is one of the devil's best tactics. You might even feel defeated because you face temptation. You know what, beloved? You got to get this clear in your mind. Remember, temptation is not a sin. You might be tempted to do the worst. You might be horrified at some of the things you find yourself tempted to, and you thought, Lord, I thought I got way past that. Jesus was tempted, but sinned not. And beloved, it's an obedient attitude that's a key to your successful Christian living. God has made available every help that we need. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, beloved, this week has just flown by, and I'm still not through with the message, so I will have to continue right on next week. We'll be here at the same time, same station. And if any point in time you miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear it, please, if you have internet access, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click there and listen to a current broadcast. They're also archived there for a number of years. So thank you so much for joining me today, this week. Thank you for your prayer support for UCM, for your generous offerings of support that allow us to remain on this station and to continue on. I feel the Lord is doing a new thing in Unveil Christ Ministry. I'm stirred in my spirit. Perhaps you can tell that through the broadcast. Amen. I love you. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.